This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday sharply criticized American leaders overseeing the nation's response to the coronavirus pandemic, his second such statement this month. In an online address to graduates from historically black colleges and universities, the former president said the pandemic had torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they are doing. While he did not specifically name President Donald Trump, Obama said many of the country's leaders aren't even pretending to be in charge. The remarks echoed the former president's statement last week that the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic was a chaotic disaster. Mr. Obama also referred to the shooting death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed while jogging on a residential street in Georgia. Obama told the graduates, "Injustice is nothing new, and if the world's going to get better, it's up to you." The White House said Saturday U.S. President Donald Trump fired the State Department's Inspector General following a recommendation by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The announcement Saturday came after two top Democrats announced a probe into the firing Friday night of the State Department's internal watchdog. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Steve Linnick, the State Department's Inspector General and Obama administration appointee, was fired Friday. Linnick had been in the position since 2013. During the Trump administration, Linnick's office had criticized the department's handling of personnel matters and said some of President Donald Trump's appointees had retaliated against career officials. Linnick will be replaced by Stephen Akard, a former career Foreign Service officer who has close ties to Vice President Mike Pence. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rwandan genocide suspect Felicien Kabuga was arrested on Saturday near Paris after 26 years on the run. As Reuters' Olivia Chan reports, he's accused of funding militias that massacred nearly 800,000 people in the 1990s.
The 84-year-old is Rwanda's most wanted man and had a 5 million U.S. bounty on his head. French authorities say he was living under a false identity in a flat in a suburb of the capital. Kabuga was indicted in 1997 on 7 criminal counts in relation to the Rwanda genocide, according to the UN-established International Residual Mechanism for Criminal Tribunals. The arrest paves the way for bringing the fugitive in front of the Paris Appeal Court and later to the International Court in The Hague.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that his government will seek a final 4-week extension to its state of emergency as daily deaths from the coronavirus reached a near 8-week low.
Para empezar, pretende ser el último estado de alarma.
Speaking in Madrid, Sanchez said it aims to be the last emergency state and it is due to stretch until the end of the de-escalation. Hence, we will ask Parliament to extend this, we hope, last state of emergency for around 1 month. Spain has largely brought its outbreak under control. However, officials say restrictions have to remain in place a while longer as the country begins to phase out its tough lockdown. Greece has reopened public beaches under strict social distancing measures during a heat wave. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
City dwellers have flocked to the beaches while temperatures reach 98 degrees, hoping for a refreshing swim less than a week after full lockdown measures were lifted. Swimming and sun lounges were permitted 5 feet apart, but no group sports or food operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Masks and face coverings are considered vital to helping prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But as AP's Julie Walker reports, they're also helping the spread of crime.
The way the FBI tells it, William Rosario Lopez put on a mask, walked into a Connecticut convenience store looking like a typical pandemic-era shopper, pulled out a gun and robbed the place. He used the same MO 4 times over 8 days before his arrest. In March, 2 men in surgical masks at New York's Aqueduct Racetrack got away with robbing workers of $250,000. Law enforcement says it's impossible to estimate just how many criminals are taking advantage of the coronavirus to commit crimes, but people with masks and disposable gloves have found their way into more and more crime reports across the country. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote.